Now that you've been in Parliament for almost a year now, how do you find working here? Is it any different to how you had imagined it before you came?
Well, I didn't have any predetermined views, mainly because I, not having been a student, if I could put it that way, of parliamentary process, nor having worked in the building or been associated with, you know, an MP's office, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I mean, there are a number of MPs, particularly on the Labor side, you know, who have worked in ministers' offices, who have been around the place, and so know what to, you know, expect. I've come from a professional commercial background, and so I had no expectation. I just knew that it would be demanding work, but that's okay. And it is demanding work.
I've also read that you, indeed you said yourself that you've come from quite a different background compared to all the other MPs, but what kind of influenced you to get into politics?
Well, a couple of things. Clearly I was frustrated with the previous government. I personally didn't like where they were taking the government, the country. And didn't support that direction, and as a consequence, decided that in many ways my approach to things is that if you believe that something's wrong, and you can either rather than sit on the sidelines and criticise. You should roll up your sleeves and put your best foot forward. And so, because I didn't like the way that the Clark government was taking the country, the direction it was taking the country, I felt that I should put my money where my mouth is and be prepared to roll up my sleeves and get involved. So that was sort of the main driving force. There were some issues that I was very keen on, treaty settlement issues, which I had been involved in anyway, which I got, in my view, were going nowhere under the previous government. They did basically for seven or eight years very little, and that was a frustration. And so I saw. Or felt that I could contribute in that specific area of work, but there are other areas of work that I felt that I could contribute, still do.
All right. So, as an MP, what direction do you want this national government to take the country in now?
Well, I fully support the approach of the need to develop our economy so that we can create what I might call real growth, that is growth based on productivity increases of real goods as opposed to growth based on spending of governments, or government spending and consumer spending on imported goods, which is, for all intents and purposes, the growth we've had in the last under the previous administration was growth that was driven by binge spending, but not matched by our exports, which, given the fact that our economy is to survive needs to export, was taking us nowhere. So I think that that's a critical area that this government is focused on. The need to resolve treaty settlement issues. This government has contributed a lot to Māori development historically. It's historically, in fact, it's always done better than Labor and has always done a lot more in the treaty settlements area. So though, you know, there are two specific examples, but the whole nanny state as well, you know, telling us what to do all the time, you know, was and the Electoral Finance Act was another example of the of a government that, you know, had become obsessed with power than leadership.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I understand that you said at the beginning that you were quite involved in rugby until you entered politics. But are there any skills that you learnt as a sportsman that you found useful as a politician?
Oh yes, politics is a team game. You know, you've got to contribute to the team effort. People like in Labour split and divide, then it can be quite undermining. And so you've got to be able to play as a member of a team. And, you know, obviously in my rugby days, it was all about playing for the team.
Right. Is there any, do you have any kind of ideas on how to kind of use sports or recreation as a tool in the new government to kind of drive forward the new generation?
You mean with the Y generation?
Yes.
Well, I do think that we need to engage with our youth better, and part of, in terms of the, if you take our education policy, our focus is on youth and getting them back into an educational environment at 16 and 17. Part of that is hopefully to, would be to get them involved in recreation and sport. Yeah, so, you know, we have a number of programs that we've rolled out in both the education area around numeracy and literacy, and in terms of the jobs and growth packages. I mean, the principal focus has been to assist youth and give them the life skills to be able to, you know, go forward as they get older.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Wow. And what do you think? Can you name some of the things that you're most proud of that you achieved up to now in your life? What are some of the things that you're most proud of?
I think I've been relatively successful in my working environment. I went to university and I got a degree. I think the fact is something I'm tremendously proud of. I've been successful in business, and I've been successful in sport. And I have had opportunities have life experiences that I might not otherwise have had. So, I think that I'm fortunate in the successes I've had, yeah.
Could you name some of the successes?
Oh well, I mean, I've been heavily involved in Treaty of Waitangi settlement issues and assisting in resolving, you know, claims. I've done a lot of work in the treaty area, which I've made significant contributions. The forest settlement issues. I've been heavily involved in Treaty of Waitangi forestry settlements, which I think is not unfair to say that I've been able to contribute to. clearly on the sports field. I've had the opportunity both in playing and in administrating it to a very high level. And now becoming an MP, is another opportunity, and hopefully I'll be successful at that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sure you will. Could you tell me a little bit about your family?
Mm-hmm. I'm from Hawke's Bay. I grew up on a farm. Three brothers, four sisters. Went to university in Christchurch, and really have been working in Wellington ever since. Except for a couple of years, I lived in the States for a year and a half or so. I came back and was working out of Rotorua and then came back to Wellington. But most of my time since graduating, I've lived in Wellington. When I graduated, I went to the Reserve Bank. I was an analyst at the Reserve Bank because I majored in economics. And so I became an analyst at the Reserve Bank. I'm married in Wellington to Vivian.
Do you have any children?
No, we don't have any children, no.
You were mentioning, you also mentioned this earlier, that you have an economics degree. You've been successful commercially in business and in sports. But how does one person like that simply say they want to become an MP? I mean, you did mention that you didn't like the direction that the Clark government was taking the country. But I think a lot of people would think that, and that none of them have become like MPs.
Well, you've got to be, that's that's because probably they decided that, you've got to be of a certain mind to become a member of parliament in many ways. It's not an easy job, and notwithstanding what people may think, it's not an easy job. We were here till midnight in the house last night, midnight again tonight probably, started at 9. So you've got select committee work and constituency work. But some people, and Labor, there's a number of Labor MPs, the new intake, that actually, spend their life dreaming about becoming a politician, where they go to university, they do political science, they immediately get into, a minister's office or something. And there are some people like that on National, but they're much more prevalent in Labor. And all they ever dream about is becoming a politician. I had no intention of becoming a politician, but you reach a point where you think, perhaps it's time you stepped up to the plate.